Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. I am Tell Me on a Sunday podcast, Grace Aki.
And I am Broadway Radio's Matt Tamanini. Now, Grace, this is not scripted, but I did want to let you know and let all of our listeners know. Today, May 5th, marks the first time that I will be seeing a live performance in person in, I guess, like almost 15 months. I'm going to an outdoor production of Little Shop of Horrors here in Orlando, done by Orlando Shakes. It is being done outside at the Lake Eola Amphitheater. So I'm very excited. I'm hoping that it's not 91 degrees tomorrow night like it is right now, because, ew. But very, very excited to be able to finally see a show for the first time in, you know, well over a year.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard wonderful things about Orlando Shakes. I've heard lots of great things about Mad Cow Theater, I guess.
Yeah. Hit or miss. They're straight shows. Mad Cow's straight shows are very good. Their musicals, kind of iffy.
Oh, you heard it here. It here on Broadway Radio. As always, make sure that you're always on our Patreon for Broadway Radio. That's patreon.com/Broadway Radio. I'm so excited that Matt is getting to see a show outdoors safely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm double vaccinated and it's been 2 weeks since my vaccination. So like I feel comfortable-ish doing this. But also Orlando Shakes has done a really good job of making sure that everybody is socially distanced in the audience. And all of that stuff as well. And again, it's outside, so I felt comfortable doing this. And of course, it's hard to pass up a professional theater company doing Little Shop because it's such an amazing show.
I love Little Shop so much. Like, so much. I've been I've given up as like a dream role. That will happen or it won't happen. But one of my dream costumes at home is my cat Robin in a little Audrey 2 plant cup and then me as Audrey. And I'm just saying it would be cute and iconic and I can't wait to do it.
Yeah, that sounds like a Halloween costume if nothing else.
No, I got to do it. Oh, well. Anyways, let's get started into some exciting new opening news. Antoinette Chinoe Nwandu's Passover will reopen the August Wilson Theater on Broadway. I'm thrilled that the show is coming to the August Wilson Theater. The play directed by Dana Taymor will play a limited engagement at the theater with exact dates to be announced. We don't have those yet. We'll let you know when you have them in the coming weeks. Passover premiered in 2017 at Steppenwolf in a production that was captured on film by director Spike Lee. Yes, a Spike Lee joint, ladies and gentlemen, before undergoing a revision and playing Lincoln Theater in 2018. The 85-minute play, inspired by Waiting for Godot and Book of Exodus, will be revised again for the Broadway production. Even though it's a limited run, they're still going to revise it. The story centers on two young Black men, Moses and Kitch, as they discuss their hopes and dreams in a world filled with police violence. I think we can all say that this is something that we all agree happens, and I'm excited to see this play.
Yeah, and what's interesting is this theater was renamed the August Wilson Theater back in 2005. This will be the first time that it will house a production written by a Black artist.
I was going to say, I'm excited that this is the first new show that we've talked about that will be announced for the return of 2021, and it's in the August Wilson Theater, and it's featuring a Black artist, but I did not realize it was the first one. That's crazy, Matt.
Yeah, I'm pulling up IBDB to see what else has been in there. Obviously, Mean Girls was the most recent show that played there, and that was there for a number of years, and it's only going back to 2005.
Wasn't it Groundhog Day before that?
Oh, here's why. Okay, that is still true. It is the first time that a show has been written by Black artists that's been there. But I forgot, Jersey Boys ran there from 2005 to 2017, so it's really only been two shows. Groundhog Day and Mean Girl, and then that Home for the Holidays concert. So it's not like this has had 20 shows. So still very cool, very exciting, but it's not like this has been a huge, long-running travesty. Although I will tell you, Grace, I would have zero problem if only shows by Black artists played the August Wilson Theater, or, at least not white people played there. Like, I'd be totally down for that if we wanted to, if Jue Jamson wanted to make that change as part of their commitment to helping diversify and provide equity and equality to the Broadway community. I'd be up for that.
I'd be down for a BIPOC, to be honest. Like I would be down for any disenfranchised voice. You know what I mean? So that way, you know, people that don't identify that way, but also do not get to break into the world of white theater always would have a place, but I want that as well. Yeah. Cough, cough. It should be that way.
I feel like we've talked about this over the years here on Today on Broadway, where I kind of feel like I'd really like if more Broadway theaters operated as if they were theater companies rather than just rental venues. Like, I would love to see one house that just did revivals of big musicals, and they just turned them out one a year. And you know, one every year they do this, then they do that, then they do this other one, or one that only did, you know, more experimental stuff. Like, I wish that we had a little bit more vision in what comes to Broadway from a planning perspective, not just, hey, you guys have a show, I've got a venue, pay me money and you can do it here. I wish there was a little bit more artistic direction going into what showed up in specific houses than we have right now.
You're correct, Matt. You're correct. That's all I'm going to say. You're correct. To prepare for this Broadway production of Passover, Jujamson Theaters has upgraded all of its auditorium ventilation systems with the MERV 13 filters.
Ah, there we go.
And will be facilitating a contactless experience for patrons at the box office upon entering the theaters and in the bathrooms, according to this press release that we read. The theater will also be employing rigorous cleaning and sanitation protocols, which is fantastic. It's kind of the first time we've seen something like that as well. So we wanted to touch on it because we've been talking about it.
Yeah, first off, shouldn't the theaters always be employing rigorous cleaning and sanitation protocols? Like, what have they been doing before that? But more importantly, yeah, I don't remember if it was yesterday with you or Monday with Ashley when I was talking about the fact that we're talking about shows coming back, yet we haven't heard a single thing about improved HVAC systems. So it is nice that with this announcement of Passover coming to the August Wilson Theater, that Jujamson did let us know that they have been upgrading their ventilation system. So that's good enough. That's a positive. I complain all the time about what we aren't hearing. So I'm very pleased to give them some credit when they do actually let us know they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, so there you go. There you have it. Let's take a moment to talk about our sponsor, Upstart.
We all know what an absolute nightmare it is to pay off credit card debt or any kind of debt, because wherever your debt is coming from, it's not just the money that you borrowed, it's also the interest. The interest is designed to make sure that you never actually get out of debt and people can nickel and dime you and bleed you to death. But Upstart is here to help you lift that weight off of your shoulders, and they can finally help you feel the relief of being free of credit card debt.
Yeah, Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online, thank goodness. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment. Unlike other lenders, looking at you, other lenders, Upstart looks at more than just your credit score, which, by the way, we're the only country that has that. Weird, right? Like your income and employment history, this means they can offer smarter rates with trusted partners. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. That's amazing. And you can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan.
Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/Broadway. That's upstart.com/Broadway.
Don't forget to use our URL to let them know that we sent you. Loan amounts can be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Broadway. And now we're going to continue on into some production update news. Again, every time we're getting these production updates of things coming back, it's just so much serotonin is flowing. So the Wicked tour is resuming the national tour this summer, marking the first Broadway tour to resume performances following the shutdown in 2020, according to Broadway Across America, who was always in charge of all of these Broadway tours, right? Yeah. They will begin their tour in August in Dallas, Texas. And I was like, wow, August, that is so soon. So excited. Yeah. Meaning, yeah, that they're going to be in rehearsal as early as July. Touring engagements were, of course, paused following the March 12, 2020 Broadway shutdown. And some tours ended their runs prematurely due to the fact that we were uncertain when the return dates were going to be. And so the expense of remounting these productions is really tough. Obviously, Wicked has been around a while, so I think they're going to be
fine.
Hopefully we'll hear more in the coming days and weeks, even more opportunities for tours to come back. And we expect tours to begin much faster than Broadway.
Do we? See, I didn't just because they're so hard to plan, because every different tour stop is going to have different protocols and different, like, municipality rules and all that stuff. I would have thought it would be much harder. But like I've talked about it before, like I bought a season subscription to the program here in Orlando, and it was supposed to start in September with the Hadestown tour. Hadestown's tour has been moved from September 2021 to December of 2022, and the season now won't start until November. So I just feel like they keep moving these things. Because it's, I would have assumed it would be harder on tour. Why do you think it's easier to get things going on tour than on Broadway?
I think that because Broadway and New York theater in general cannot operate until they're at 100% capacity, and because of the density of New York City itself, as far as like COVID and everything goes, other cities are able to reopen a lot faster. They're able to say, oh, we can operate at 70% capacity. We'll take the tour. Like they know they can make more money. Producers know they can make more money doing a tour right now than they can doing a show in New York.
Yeah, those are all true points. And because a lot of these touring houses are ginormous. I think the Dr. Phillips Center here in Orlando has like 2,700 seats or something. Mm-hmm. And they don't need to be completely filled to make their money. Although for tours like Wicked and Hamilton and the big ones, like they have to shell out a lot of money. So I don't know the economics of it. I was just thinking more on the logistics and the public health issues that just comes from the fact that you're not going to be in one place. In New York, all you got to worry is about New York stuff. Here with a tour, you've got to worry about Atlanta, Orlando, Tampa, New Orleans, all of those different places, and trying to put together a tour. So either way, I'm excited that touring is starting back in August and Broadway seems to be coming back just a few weeks later in September.
Yeah, so I'm going to talk some more about Texas. Who knew? Many of you know about the Houston, Texas theater company, Alley Theater. I learned a lot about them today. I was pleasantly surprised. Well, they've just announced their upcoming fall season featuring some familiar Broadway voices. The Alley Theater has announced its plans to reopen in their theater in fall of 2021. This is coinciding with their 75th anniversary season, which is fantastic. The 75th anniversary season will launch with the Pulitzer Prize winning play Sweat by Lynn Nottage starting in October of this year. Then they go into 72 Miles to Go by Hilary Bettis. Love that play. Ending their season is the world premiere of a new musical, Noir, with music by barely breathing Tony Award winner Duncan Sheep.
Hold on. He's not barely breathing. Like, I feel like he's breathing fine, although in the age of COVID, who knows? But I think he's breathing fine. But he had a pop hit back in the 90s called Barely Breathing. Yeah, just want to make sure we're clear on that. You are not saying that Duncan Sheik is on death's doorstep.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. He loves it. Book by Tony Award nominee Kyle Jarrow from SpongeBob. And Noir will be directed by Tony Award winner Darko Trejnak, who directed Kyle Jarrow's wife, Lauren Worsham, in the Tony Award winning show Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Did you like that?
Oh, I loved the segue and the connection there, but I also love Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. I feel like you would be really good in Gentleman's Guide.
Oh, that's another story for another pod, and I'll tell you all about it later. Okay. But that show will run June 2nd through July 3rd of 2022. I'm very excited about that. I to be frank, I love anything that Duncan touches. So I'm a big Duncan Sheik fan. He's a very nice man. Very excited about this whole project.
I don't generally love his music. So although Barely Breathing is still a bop.
Yeah, Barely Breathing is still a bop. Knew him very well through the Rise NBC TV series because he did write new music for that Spring Awakening production.
Yeah. Oh, and see, let me rephrase. I like the Spring Awakening music. I don't like Spring Awakening the show super well. Everything after that is kind of meh to me.
Okay, well, we're going to agree to never talk again. Up next, Capitol Concerts has announced today a special presentation of the National Memorial Day concert on PBS, which is every year, but this year it's going to be hosted by Tony Award winner Joe Mantegna, an Emmy Award winning actor and humanitarian and co-founder of the Steppenwolf Theater Company, Gary Sinise. Brr, brr,
brr. Lieutenant Diane.
Yeah. It's going to have, of course, tributes. Normally in Washington, D.C., they're going to do a pre-tape presentation of what this normally is. It's going to be held May 30th, 2021 on Sunday for the 32nd annual National Memorial Day concert. Featured in this lineup of America's National Night of Remembrance includes, and this is just a stacked list, my friends, Empress of Soul and 7-time Grammy Award winner Gladys Knight, who did offer my dad a touring gig, and that's another story.
Oh, wow.
22nd-time Grammy Award winner Vince Gill, Grammy Award winner, Tony and Emmy nominated singer, songwriter, actress, and author, and star of the upcoming Girls 5 Eva series, and you remember her from Jesus Christ Superstar, and Joe Tippett's girlfriend, Sarah Bareilles.
I would not have included the Joe Tippett's girlfriend thing. I would have been like, Joe Tippett is Sarah Bareilles' boyfriend. But yeah, that's fine too.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah. So I will tell you, Gladys Knight has appeared on The Masked Singer. I'm not going to tell you who she, what character she was, in case you go back and watch previous seasons. But she was a contestant on The Masked Singer.
I did not know that. That is insane. We love Gladys. We love her Atlanta roots. We love her. Also included in this list is the one and only Shrek and coal shoveler in Titanic, the musical, Brian D'Arcy James.
God, I love me some BDJ.
Yeah, we all do. So the list goes on and on. But we have to say we can't wait to see these people honor America in this seasonal tribute. It's going to be a beautiful concert. This list just speaks for itself of how great it's going to be. All right. So in our final feel good recommendations, I couldn't find anything that I was absolutely feeling good about, except for the fact that it's Audrey Hepburn's birthday. And I just want to remind all of you that she was impeccable as Gigi on Broadway in 1951. And you can watch the Audrey documentary streaming on Netflix right now.
Interestingly enough, Broadway radio friend Jose Solis retweeted an interview that he did with Audrey Hepburn's son. I don't know how long ago it was, but I haven't listened to it. I just saw him retweet it. So if you want to hear a little bit more about what he is doing to carry on his mother's legacy, both in the arts and as a humanitarian, check out Jose's Twitter feed and find that interview, I'm thinking, from a few years ago.
Okay, well, I absolutely would like that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Broadway Radio. Don't forget about our Patreon, Broadway Radio, patreon.com/Broadway Radio for all of the exclusive goodies. And you get the episodes before anybody else. How cool is that? You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Grace Aki. Matt, where can people find you?
They can find me, if they are so inclined, at BWW Matt.
Yeah. Go follow him. I'm just saying. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.